This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, the Executive Director of Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And we want to talk a little bit this week about some things that are happening in the news.
Yeah, I had heard recently about a singer out in Wyoming named Robin Muniz, and I think you know a little bit more about that. We were talking about that this morning.
Yeah, she had it's a classic case, I think, of what looks like probably was a domestic violence situation. This lady was a singer in a band. She had recently separated from her husband. His name is David Muniz, and she was a singer in a band, and she and her children had just moved into a new home, and she was singing, I guess it was last Saturday night, that would she was part of a band in Wyoming, and they were singing, and she was shot to death while on stage from out in the parking lot, someone out in the parking lot, and the most likely suspect is her husband. He's a National Guard sniper, trained sniper, and he's been on the run since then, so it brings up a situation that I think we should talk about. It has all the earmarkings of a classical domestic violence situation. And the most dangerous time for a woman in that kind of situation is when she's about to leave or has just left her spouse or friend or whoever it might be.
Exactly, because that's the time when he realizes he's lost control.
That's right. And we've talked a lot about control and domestic violence. And at the heart of all domestic violence is a need to control. What you have is a very insecure,
shattered ego.
Yes, and this guy, you know more about that being a having a psychological and social work background, but he's trying to control the woman, and so when she threatens to leave or is about to leave, he's about to lose all the control that he has.
Exactly, and a part of his very psyche winds up, it's already fractured, but he does not want to admit just how much he really needs her, how much he identifies with her, and how much she really kind of holds him together. So when she leaves, his very essence is threatened.
That's right. And it brings to mind, you know, we had a issue here in the western North Carolina just about a year ago. I think it was in August or September mm-hmm. of last year.
September over in Jackson County.
Right. And that case, another military, ex-military.
Woody Woodring.
Right. Came, his wife was staying at the shelter. He stayed, was very patient, waited with a loaded gun, and when a worker came out and opened the door, he forced his way in, shot and killed his wife while her son was in the other room hearing all this going on.
Yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't happen too often that you get into a violent situation, but you really have to be careful in dealing with people who are splitting from a domestic violence situation. And that's why we are so, particularly now after the incident over in Silva, we're all in this area very cognizant of security and that sort of
yeah.
thing.
We're upgrading security and the state has taken note of that and is helping us as much as they can with some extra money. But I want people to bear in mind that was the first time in the history of the United States since we've had shelters, domestic violence shelters, that actually happened in the shelter.
That's right. It's very rare that it does happen, but it there are enough deaths outside of a shelter. For example, there are usually about 70 in North Carolina every year of people who are killed in domestic violence situations.
Yeah, there was an incident in Lenore where a shelter manager was estranged from her husband, and he doused her with gasoline, set her on fire.
I know.
That was several months back.
It's terrible. So the thing, I guess, to keep in mind, if you're in that kind of situation or in a domestic violence situation, the last thing you want to do is to threaten to leave. You just want to in the middle of the night or when he's gone, just leave.
Have your plan and go.
Right. That's the thing to do. And if you're in that kind of situation and would like to talk to somebody, let's give them some phone numbers. You want to give them the Yancey County number?
In Yancey County, our crisis line is 682-0056. If you just want to talk about more education, please call me at 208-2981.
And in Mitchell County, you can call us at Safe Place. We also have a 24-hour hotline. It's 765-4044, 765-4044. And we want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.